Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do these conversations ever get easier on the front end and also on the back end with the tryout guys? I know that's probably one of the hardest things to do at practice at these NFL camps.
Yeah, no, because you have a tremendous amount of empathy for these guys that come out here and are doing everything they're asked to do, and there's only so many spots on an NFL roster. And those get taken away after each few weeks here in training camp. But I told those guys I appreciate the day one, and let's go out here and have a good day two, and we'll see how it goes.
We can see a bunch of your, you know, higher drafted guys, the Hyatts and Banks, get in there in the individual, or 7-7, I should say, sorry, yeah. Live drills. What's your thought process behind that?
Yeah, I mean, they've been on the road quite a bit, had a lot of visits. So, again, one of the main things is just come out of here healthy, let them figure out how we do some things, where some things are, and then get a look at some of the tryout guys as well. They'll have plenty of time to get a lot of reps here, you know, over the next, call it, few weeks.
In terms of the draft picks, how much do you use these couple days, and you're not getting them on the field a lot, do you use these couple of days to kind of confirm the things that you thought about them through the process?
I just think it's a kind of a start-over evaluation process for all those guys. You meet, you prepare in terms of the selection of the player. But now that they're here and they're figuring out how we do things, you only put so many things in with each player, per se. So Jalen, you know, all the other receivers, we did the same thing with them to see how they pick things up. But there's even a little bit more now, and there'll be some more, you know, in a couple weeks when they get back, kind of get their feet wet.
What do you view Eric Gray being able to do at this level, and what do you hope to see for him in not just this camp, but going forward?
Yeah, no, I think he was a good college football player. Again, until he's out here with our players and competing against our guys, doing the stuff we ask him, you know, I'm not going to wait until August or September to see where we're at on that one.
Brian, in your two decades in the league, have you seen an evolution of that position, running back? You know, do you think it's pretty, you know, the money has been an evolution, the usage, the combos, you know, passing out of the backfield, all that stuff?
I think it's really just an evolution of the game in and of itself. You're always going to have big backs that can stick it in there and run downhill. You may have some receiving backs or some backs that can play on all three downs. I don't really think that's been different since I've been in the league. You know, the usage of the player. Again, you know, running back, there's certain guys have different skill sets. You know, pass backs, running backs, in terms of just handling the ball. But I like to utilize guys that can do, you know, both in both phases.
When you were in Kansas City, didn't your running back have a monster year, number-wise?
Jamal?
Yeah,
Jamal had a good year. I think Reggie had one of his better years at Miami, Peyton Hillis. Again, it's just dependent on the team, what you have. So if you have a bunch of receivers or you have tight ends or running backs, your job as a coach is to figure out how to use your guys that are best on your team.
Would you like to lighten Saquon's load a little bit? And how do you feel about, like, a two-back system?
Well, it depends on what we have out here. Come August and hit around, see what we got in terms of, players' loads and how much. I mean, it's a completely different team. We'll see how it goes once we get out here and compete with pads and training camp and preseason games.
Right, I know. Brian, I know you have an idea of what these players can do before they come in, but once you get them out on the field and you start to really see them in person, do you ever say to yourself, wow, you know, maybe we could do this and add this to the playbook? I mean, do they ever inspire you in that way, or do you just kind of have a set way of doing things as far as, you know, the playbook? And
yeah, no, not at all. Not right now, but once phase three hits, and we're out here practicing a little bit, albeit without pads and training camp, certainly you do that. So if there's something that you see from a particular player that maybe you didn't see on tape, whether it's in college, whether it's with another team, you definitely want to do that. I don't think you just have a playbook and say, here's what we're going to run. I think the playbook is predicated on what the players do well.
Does Jalen Hyatt as a punt returner fall into that category at all? Is it something you would think about doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we'll put as many guys back there as we can to figure that one out. But again, it's a ways away.
How much one-on-one time are you getting with the tryout guys, and how much kind of time are they getting with position coaches?
I would say that it's pretty consistent with how we do a normal kind of phase three in terms of the meetings. 8 o'clock, they come in, they meet from 8 to 8:55 with their position coaches, or maybe Wink wants to meet with them for 10 minutes, Kafka does. We have a little team meeting. They go back out, they have another long meeting with their position coaches. We do a walkthrough, and then we come out here, then watch the tape, and we go back in at, you know, call it 2:30 today and, you know, finish watching the tape. But I'd say this camp, they have a little bit more with their individual coaches because there's a lot less install. So Kafka's not up there for 40 minutes installing plays. You know, there's five plays a day here.
How important is that for, like, the tryout guys, especially to kind of get that, I don't know, that relationship with those guys, and letting them, those coordinators and position coaches, give you that input?
Yeah, no, it's really important. They're the ones meeting with them for, you know, a few hours a day. And that's why we don't put in a whole lot in this type of camp, because we want to see who can pick things up for, you know, call it 5-6 plays, a couple defenses, be really detailed. If they're struggling with that, then that's an issue.
Dave, where are you with Jalen in terms of perhaps the necessity of him to broaden a little bit of the route tree and that kind of thing?
I'm good with Jalen. Okay. Again, he's been asked to do certain things. He's had a couple of different coaches in college. Again, day one out here, did everything we asked him to do, and each day we'll build off that.
Dave, what was your pre-draft contact with Baldonado? I'm always interested by guys who are a little raw. I guess he grew up in Rome and whatnot.
Not a lot. Yep, not a lot.
With Jalen Hyatt, how much did that Alabama game kind of pop off the tape for you guys? How much do you think it played into, you know, the evaluation of him as a player? So, you know, he mentioned how that kind of, you know,
yeah, five touchdowns. But I think, you know, you again, when you're evaluating these guys, Jordan, you go back. It's not one game, particularly with our scouting department. They've watched every game, usually for 2, sometimes 3 years. Once the coaches get involved, you know, it's probably not as extensive as what the scouts have been, but, you know, that's definitely a game we looked at. I wouldn't say it's a deciding factor by any stretch, but it was a...
No, like, isn't Alabama like, okay, we're seeing him against four guys that are going to be in the NFL?
Yeah, well, he plays in the SEC,
it's Alabama,
so,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, he plays in the SEC. It's a pretty good conference down there. He had an outstanding game, no question about it, but he was a productive player for him, good speed, had good intangibles. We met with him on a 30 visit. It was kind of all-encompassing.
Did Joe call you immediately after? He said he was at that game. Did he call you immediately after?
No, we were busy playing, getting ready for a game. So, you know, those type of conversations, when they're on colleges and looking at college players, we're pretty busy handling our business. I forgot who it was we played. I remember we were home because there was a lot of guys down in the cafeteria watching the end of that game. But he didn't call me.
With John Michael, I mean, you guys say all the time that for your offensive linemen and defensive linemen, your evaluation really doesn't start until, you know, 5 days into training camp. But when you have a rookie like that, who, you know, eventually you'll count on a lot, do you kind of set out that schedule for him in terms of what the next couple of months will be? I mean, because...
Yeah.
He's a guy who's, you know, not going to hit somebody again until August.
Yeah. I mean, really, for the linemen, both sides, it's It's a lot of mental work, and then it's a lot of technique work, albeit without pads. So, you know, Bobby's done a great job. You know, we've been together here for the past 5 years. You know, he's got a good plan, not just for him, but for all the linemen. But there's a lot of calls and a lot of different things that, you know, maybe we call things that he did at Minnesota, and maybe some more protections. But, you know, it's a long, you know, playing offensive line in this league, whether it's tackle, center, guard, it's a challenging position early on in your career.
Is he getting anything out of, you know, notice out for 7-on-7s, he's flipping the ball
yeah.
back every time. I mean, what are you trying to get out of that for him?
Just
making the calls? And
no, just have him snap the ball to the quarterback. You know, usually there's an equipment guy up there because they're doing one-on-ones when we got pads on and things like that. But just get him some extra snaps to the quarterback, let him hear the quarterback's cadence. That's about it.
His agent actually played for you, right, Jeremiah?
Yeah, Jeremiah.
Did that help? Does that help? Did you talk to Jeremiah at all during the process? Does that have, like, maybe he knows some of the offense? Like, maybe that's a little different for the agent to be a former player for the
yeah.
head coach.
I'd say, look, Jeremiah, he was a very smart player. You know, what we did when I was with him is, you know, probably a little bit different now, but. You know, certainly I think having someone like that for John Michael is probably a benefit. You'd have to ask him. I've stayed in contact with Jeremiah, you know, on a lot of different things. Got a lot of you know, trust in him. So it's good to be able to bounce some things off of him and, you know, regarding players that he may represent.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.